Get up with Christian Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
A very good morning to you. Christian Bodge here for Harvey Norman Port Macquarie. It is Friday, 6:25, Christy. We made it to the end of the week. As always, we're grateful.
You know what's funny? Normally you kind of get to the Friday and you're just like, oh, I can relax. However, yesterday, that's when it hit me. Must have been a big week for us because yesterday I napped and napped and napped and just slept. I don't ever do that. I'm a person that gets 6 hours sleep a night, and I slept a whole lot yesterday and last night. You know what? I feel refreshed. I feel like it's a Monday.
Okay.
Well, just telling you.
I hate Mondays, so that just shows you where we are at. I heard 5 million people have downloaded that COVID Safe app.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
In just Australia alone?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because in China they're doing it a little bit different to how we are, and it's hurt a certain person in regards to he was on the run for a while. Let's just say that, and he got busted.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it in a sec.
Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
You know the COVID Safe app that 5 million people in this country have downloaded?
Yeah.
You know that. I would never tell anyone what to do. I just, you know my stance on it. I just don't want it. I don't want to get it. I've got my reasons.
Yeah, we all have very different reasons as to why we didn't want to download it. And all they needed really was a million people to download. So it's pretty impressive that if it's not mandatory, how 5 million decided that they'd do it. So I guess they figured it was safe. But some countries are mandatory. Some countries are not when it comes to downloading. So we're not forced to download it here.
You remember what Bob Catter said to us though, when we had him on? I said, can you foresee a time where it will become mandatory, where the rules would change? Mm-hmm. And he said that there would be social and economic pressures akin to being mandatory. So I can understand that. And there's a push for it worldwide. You know, we're not the only country with a COVID Safe app.
No,
in fact, more or less exactly the same. I was listening to an American radio station. It was like listening to a mirror world where, like, everything was exactly the same. So I was like, oh, okay, so they've got an app as well that they're being encouraged to download.
Well,
okay.
You look in China, though, they're much more strict when it comes to their app. So
app that I reckon we will get.
Yeah, most likely. But theirs is mandatory and it's tied to your identification. So it governs where you can go.
Of course.
They've got QR code scanners and colours to determine whether the person is coloured green, amber or red. So it's all based on if you've been sick, if you haven't, and if you've given it all clear. And that determines where you can and can't go.
And I'm sure that's totally different to their social credit rating, where if you've done something or bought something they don't like, you go down in the rating. I'm pretty sure it's totally different to that.
You always have to have the app on you so you can get anywhere. So you need it to travel, you need it to gain entry into venues, and you need it to go to the shops.
Exactly.
So you can't get away with anything if you don't have this app. So I'd hate living in China right now.
Holy dooly.
I feel for one particular man. He was on the run from the cops for 24 years. Now, I shouldn't feel sorry for him because he's a murder suspect.
Okay, so he's a suspect.
He's a suspect. It hasn't been confirmed, but
right.
24 years on the run. He's avoided by paying for things with cash. He was always working on part-time cash jobs.
Yeah.
Never really had anything where it was documentation so they could track him down.
Cool.
However, he couldn't go to the shops. He couldn't go to the restaurants while he's been in China. So he was forced to download the app, which then meant they found him. So could you imagine you've just dealt with 24 years of hanging out, doing your own thing, only to have to hand yourself in because you knew you were going to get busted because of an app?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the excuse, isn't it? It's, if you've got nothing to hide, download the app. If you've got nothing to hide, have this flu jab that's now mandatory. If you've got nothing to hide, put this microchip in you. No, come on. That's literally how it's going to go.
I'm
not. I'm not a grumpy one this morning. I'm just saying, you know, there's a reason for everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, if we copy what China does, I'm concerned of the. You know, when you see lollipop ladies or lollipop men at the roadworks, we're going to have that everywhere we go. Where you've either got a green card or red card, and it's like, follow in line over here. Go to the red zone if you'd like. That's admitting. Oh yeah, I'm sick.
I tell you what, though, in terms of people isolating, I got a fun one to finish on because this one's gone a little bit sort of 1984, so a little bit dark. There is a bloke in America, and he has tried to self-isolate, and he's found himself a little island, and he's gone, you beauty, I can't believe I found an island. And this is just an excerpt from the news report.
Closer to home, authorities in Orlando arrested a man who attempted to spend his quarantine on an island in shutdown Disney World. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says they found 42-year-old Richard McGuire on Discovery Island Thursday. Deputies say McGuire didn't hear them searching for him using boats and planes because he was asleep in a building. McGuire says he did not know the island was off limits and that it looked like a tropical paradise.
I mean, I think it's hilarious, and I think that if he's in a closed down area, I mean, he's probably quarantining quite well. How'd they find him?
Someone obviously went there and went, I'm jealous. The guy thought of it before I did.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But it's just, where would you go? This is a good one, Christy. Say you had to self-quarantine and it was wherever you could go on the mid-north coast. Where would you go? It had to be outside, like it was a camping adventure, but forever. Where would you go?
Oh, through and through, I've always said this, and this is what we were trying to do, but we didn't want to get in trouble. Up on North Shore in the sand dunes there.
Oh, very nice.
Not meant to camp there, but no one sees you, so.
That's true. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, where would I go? I'd go somewhere I really enjoy. I'd go somewhere like Comboyne or just sit on the grass.
You hate camping, so you're not going to survive that.
I know, I do. You're right. I hate camping so much. It's terrible.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jollard.
Lee's entered the room. Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going? Good?
All right.
Doing all right.
Bodge admitted Friday before morning. That he did cheat last week.
No, I didn't. Cheat. I did not. I checked afterwards to see if I was correct. And I was.
So the thing that I want to point out now, Lee, is we need to watch him like a hawk and make sure that he is not typing over there and researching
hands
these
up.
Stories.
Yeah,
yes, the whole time you have to have your hands up, sir. Good. Right.
Right, go.
All right. I've got three stories. Two are true. One is fake. They're all pretty crazy, pretty out there, though. Your job, guess which one is the fake news story.
Right. All right, give it to us.
Starting with story number one, the Eastern European country of Latvia is seeing a rise in a new illness indirectly caused by COVID-19. There's been a big spike in people getting sick from licking toads and frogs. The trend is being blamed on boredom, many teens in isolation exploring their backyard for something to do. Latvian President Egils Levits has issued an official health decree declaring that the consumption of uncooked amphibians is foolish, akin to consuming dishwashing liquid.
Okay.
Are they as poisonous as cane toads?
Not sure.
Oh, okay. You need to do your research.
All sorts
more
of
late.
Different types of
I don't think he needs to compare.
I don't think they're too healthy.
Yeah, okay. There's about 10,000 different species of frogs. So, yeah, Lee, do your research and make sure you know which one stands up against that.
Trying to get the facts here.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
B, go for the
we'll
story.
We'll move on. Speaking of strange COVID-related activities, the Swedish government has spread a ton of chicken poo across a park. It's all to deter people from gathering for a popular festival in the city of Lund. 30,000 people have gathered for the celebration in previous years, celebrating the end of winter with massive bonfires. A man from the Environmental Committee says it may not be so nice to sit down and drink a beer in the park.
Sounds like
wise words.
Sounds like he's chicken shit.
All right, last one.
And finally, I want you to picture this. A magpie hanging on to the back of a giant eagle by the tail as it flies through the air.
Right.
Sounds crazy, but look it up because that's exactly what's happened down near the Victorian city of Geelong. An eagle-eyed woman caught the amazing shots on camera. She says the eagle allowed the cheeky magpie to come along for the ride for a few seconds before brushing it off and continuing.
I love it. It was going, do you know what? You can come with me.
Yep.
For a little bit. I'll show you what it's like to be a real bird.
To capture that on camera, you know, those things are pretty fast.
Yeah, it was pretty rare.
Okay.
Pretty well done.
So A, B or C, we're looking for fake news, Christy. Are you confident?
I'm ready and thank you for having your hands on your head the entire time so you couldn't cheat.
That's right.
Are you prepared?
I am prepared, yeah.
All right, count us down, Lee.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
A.
Far out.
I love it when we pick the same one.
Both gone A this week, huh?
You know what that does? The chicken poo.
That gives him a better advantage against us to win. All right, Lee, what do we got?
All right, guys, the fake news story this week. It's A.
Yep.
Yay! We both get a point.
No, I'm not over the moon because I'm sharing a point with her, even though it's my second for the year.
I'm still beating you, though. Don't
want to get up. A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending
right now
at hits.com.au.
The Madonna has revealed she's recovered from coronavirus, which forced her to pull out of a string of concerts in Paris back in February and March while on her Madame X tour. She had tested positive for antibodies, which may mean she had COVID-19, though at the time she didn't realise she had it. So she took to Instagram to say, when you test positive for these antibodies, it means you had the virus, because people are talking about the fact that, oh, she's sick now. No, she's recovered. She had it and she's not unwell now.
Right.
3 rare Harry Potter books are going under the gavel after being rescued from a school skip bin. A first edition hard book of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and 2 paperback first editions of the same novel are expected to fetch thousands. So they were saved from landfill back in 2008. I can't believe kids were throwing it out. I know the school was doing a clean out of its library. Valuers said hard book copies of the book, of which only 500 were printed back in 1997, are as rare as hen's teeth. And only 300 were sent to schools and in libraries. So, they're expected to fetch £8,000 and £12,000, and the online auction for this is on May 21, so you could get yourself some rare hardcover books from Harry Potter. And speaking of Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, or Rupert Grint, should I say, and his girl, Georgia Groom, are now parents after the birth of their baby girl.
Did it come out ranger, do you know?
I don't know. There's no photos that's been shared. But, a couple of years back, Ron Weasley actually did hint to the fact that he wanted some kids, and if he was to have a son, would he call it Ron?
Well, I actually have a transcript. It's just 2 words of what he said when the head came out. Bloody hell. That was all he said.
Oh, no. I wonder, they did have a baby girl, so I wonder if they're going to call it Hermione or something. But whatever they do end up calling this kid, at least it's not going to be as absurd as Elon Musk's kid's name.
Jeez, don't even talk to me about that.
Hit FM with Christy and Barge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
It's Real Mum Confessions with Christy and Bodge on Hit. Thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie.
And this is your last chance to win an instant prize right now. So all you got to do, 13, 12, 16, is give us a call and confess those Real Mum messy moments. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. And what you will be walking away with is a 30-minute back, neck and shoulder massage, escape facial and a 10-minute scalp massage. It's the treasured time package.
That's valued at $186, and that's just for today, like today's caller. Mm-hmm. You will then go into the draw to win yourself a divine indulgence package worth $665. How cool is that, Chrissy Dixon?
I'm so excited for this one. Can I just read you what it involves?
Yes.
So 5 hours
call,
divine indulgence, right? Yeah. Hydrator facial, scalp massage.
Yeah.
60-minute hot stone massage. I love those things. Mm. Coconut and vanilla body exfoliation. Pure pedicure. Spa refreshments, beer, champagne, a bowl of seasonal fruits and Lindt chocolate. Finishing touch mineral makeup and spa lunch halfway through the day. Big deal.
It's a lot. It is a lot. I've often wondered whether or not I just put on a wig and pretend I'm a mum.
No, you don't have big enough boobies for that.
Oh, I got big enough. They're at least an A cup half full. All right, we're going to take a call live to air. Hello, good morning. Who have we got there?
Hello, it's Jane.
Who have we got there, sorry?
Jane, is it?
Jane.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Jane?
From Port Macquarie.
Okay, Jane from Port Macquarie. Tell us your real mum confession, please.
It's actually my mum. So I have 2 younger brothers. They're born 11 months apart.
Right, yeah.
And my mum convinced them that they were so that she only ever had to throw 1 birthday party.
Oh, right. What?
So growing up, we always combined their birthday party. So, and they were always the same age. It didn't matter, actually, that they were different ages. So that, she got to save a bit of money.
That's confusing.
That's
like, how far apart were they in age?
11 months.
11 months, okay. Right.
So what? How did she sell that to them? Like, why as kids? Well, like, I want my own birthday party. It's like people that have their birthdays the day before Christmas. It's, we'll forget about you. We'll just put your birthday present with your Christmas.
If they're 11 months apart, they're more or less a month out from each other's birthday.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, it doesn't technically count as your confession. We will accept it. However, if you are successful, the grand prize has to go to your mum.
Absolutely. This will go to her too.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, she's
very
funny.
There you go. All right, we'll stay on the line. We'll grab your details in just a second. Have you done anything yourself that's worth, at least confessing now while you've got the confessional open?
Not myself. I don't have children. It would only be tricks that we've played on my niece and nephews and things.
Well, you might as well. Why not? You got the floors all yours.
Share it.
They're not bad. Just like shopping, if they pick out something really expensive, talking them into something really cheap instead, or like a donut instead of a toy.
A donut would work on me. All right, Jess, you stay on the line. We'll grab your details in just a sec. We'll get you this fantastic treasured time package voucher, which is worth $186. And that's thanks to Aquavitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie. They do a fantastic job. And Christy, you told me just before, they're open for business, right? They are open. They can't do certain services at the moment, but when the restrictions are eased, like everyone else, back in business.
They'll be back in business. So the retail shop is open. So if you want to buy some little gift packs, you can go and see Aquavitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex in Gordon Street in Port Macquarie. And you can get vouchers. Yep. They always inspire but never expire, Bodge.
And right in time for Mother's Day as well. So if you have forgotten something, they are the best place to go. After 8:30, we'll draw the major prize.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
I feel like a new manager has been appointed at Coles. Giant supermarket.
As in,
top management.
The top tier management?
Maybe not CEO, but someone like maybe the 2IC. Because there's been some strange things going on with their choices and changes made. And there seems to be a particular theme, a very furry theme.
This sounds like a good decision by the sound of it.
Yeah, it favours our pet pooches. So I reckon this manager clearly has their own puppy dog at home, hence these changes that have happened. And what I'm talking about is the other day, they launched pet insurance.
Okay. Yeah.
They teamed up with a pet insurer company. So it includes up to 100% cover prepaid on pre-approved vet bills. But the newest addition is the true indication that this manager definitely has a pup, because nationwide will soon have, get this, a self-serve doggy treat bar. So you know the nut section where you can pick your own nuts?
Yes, I do.
Cashews and macadamias. They're no longer there because obviously with COVID-19 they've pulled them from the shelf, so we don't touch the same little scoop thingies. But we will be seeing these pet self-serves appearing in our aisles.
The self-serve doggy treat bars.
Yeah, very soon, because they've already rolled it out in Melbourne last week and it's been a huge success. So that's why they're looking to do it nationwide. So we could be expecting it in the coming months. So
Do you put it in a doggy bag? Take it home?
Yes, you put it in a doggy bag. There's over 60 new and exclusive treats on offer. So I reckon this is like a little sneaky hint that we'll be allowed to bring our dogs in store and put them in the little trolley like you can do at Bunnings. Because let's be honest, we use our eyes to determine what nuts we want. So the doggies would do the same. There's 60 choices in this self-serve doggy treat bar. Yeah. You've got to leave it up to the pup which little treat they like.
My question now is what does that mean for the smaller businesses that specialise in that? Because obviously they're going to have a greater range. But is that going to affect them negatively?
No, because, look, people choose to go where they go to. Like, I love going to a pet store to get my little items, but I guess if I've forgotten something for little Bella,
I'll just get
it while I'm doing my normal grocery shop. But if we're not allowed dogs, I'm just going to test it, though. Because once these doggy treat self-serve things come out, I'm just going to just put Bella in the trolley and just pretend.
But are you
it's
sure?
normal, and just go, right, but, Bella, you choose what you want.
No, this is going to be to her what it's like for me when I go into a bakery. I don't know what to pick. I want everything, and then I have to make a difficult decision, and then I get anxious. The anxiety you'll be putting on your pet to make that split-second decision, because they go, oh, I thought we were going out for a walk. Now I've got all these nuts in my face that I've got to choose between. which nuts do I like best? And then I go for them. And see, it's tough, mate. Do you really want Bella to go through that anxiety? Just pick the treats for her.
Oh, I do. I can see it now. There's going to be pups lining up and they're all going to be begging. They're going to put the little paw up going, I'm shaking, I'm shaking. Give me my nuts. Although the dogs can't have nuts. They just have treats.
Okay.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
A lot of people have had huge functions and events and very personal days ruined.
I know, no by birthdays.
This pesky pandemic gotten in the way of all the things they want to do.
Mother's Day.
I know.
No parties.
Up the top, obviously, funerals are the saddest. Mm. They are the absolute saddest because they're the days that you say goodbye to people.
Yeah.
Then you've got births, which I think close family can still go to a birth.
I was thinking you're going to say, like, oh, lots of people gather at the hospital so they can witness this baby coming out. Yeah, sure.
A lot of people were staring at my mum's beaver while I was popping out, apparently. All medical, though. Anyway, and some family. Now, there's a woman in Texas, the bride-to-be in Texas, who decided that when her original plans went out the window of having a wedding during the pandemic, obviously the venue closed on her. They're like, oh, we can't do it. You know how it is. She goes, right, I'm going to go straight to my Facebook event and tell everyone, change of plans. We're having a backyard wedding at my parents' house. And first off, in the US, the restrictions in some states are quite severe.
Yeah, more than ours.
Yeah, much more than ours. And what's happened is that this has come to light because some of the guests have gotten a little bit uncomfortable with it and they've berated her on this Facebook page. At 13, 12, 16, if you have had a wedding that you were meant to have or an engagement or something really special and personal to you, cancelled because of the pandemic, get in touch. We'd love to hear the story, 13, 12, 16. Not because we're weird people that get off on it. We just want to talk about it. Because and what you may be doing in terms of maybe you've set it up for 6 months down the track. Maybe you've postponed it.
Or you've went ahead with it and did Zoom video calls. That's the in thing. Because you talk to a lot of people about it or you read up on it and a lot of people are going, I don't really care about the big soiree. I don't want the big party with the family. I just want to get married.
Yeah.
So they're eloping. We're just doing the whole, like, filling out the documents and the celebrant, and that's it. They don't care about the party. Have the party later on.
I like the idea of eloping anyway in the mountains somewhere in another country.
Well, it's cheaper. You don't have to pay for every head of person there eating up a storm and drinking up.
But the backyard wedding, that was bad enough, right? You can't do that anyway. But the bride asked the guests, we don't want too many cars here because not only is there limited car space, but also we don't want the neighbours to call the quarantine police. So she said, can you please all Uber here? They weren't happy with that. Now, in New South Wales, there was a wedding that became a hotspot for this disease, this pandemic, before lockdown laws were enforced, with 39 guests that tested positive to the virus. So
can you imagine,
right, if it had happened again? The rules are there for a reason. No one likes them. And, I mean, we're expecting something today from Scotty M to say that he's easing the restrictions, but that's you're still down to the states. The states will have the final say. And good old Gladys, she said, no, I'm not gonna ease things up for Mother's Day.
Oh,
sorry,
no.
It's not the right thing to do.
No love. Clearly she doesn't care about getting spoilt on Mother's Day.
Well, Christy, it's not about that, mate. It's about the greater good. About the greater good, mate.
I think we need to live in Queensland because they're
What's
lifting
restrictions.
Anastasia Palaszczuk lifted the restrictions or eased them for Sunday.
So what?
So come Sunday, you'll be allowed five.
That just means that the Queenslanders are behind the eight ball.
No, they're much better than us because they've got less cases than New South Wales.
Have they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They're flattening the curve much quicker than us.
But look at WA.
We're behind the eight ball.
WA, they got none.
Let's move there.
And for over a week as well, South Australia, my home state. I can't believe they are, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, doing better than us.
You know what's going to happen.
I came in here and everyone said, oh, South Australian, we'll talk slower. It's the other way around.
You talk posh, you South Australian.
Yeah, it doesn't, no, I can doesn't, see mean, gonna... doesn't mean the content that comes out of my mouth is any good, though. But no, this woman's gotten in trouble. Nothing official, but she's been given a warning saying, don't you try it. Don't you try your backyard wedding. Don't you try it. And she's like, okay. And that's all she's had. So she hasn't gotten any real trouble. But they're watching it now.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM. It's Real Mum Confessions with Christy and Budge on Hit. Thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the five-star complex, Port Macquarie.
Christy, it's come down to this. We've had five amazing entries. We've had five amazing mums, and they've called up for the grand prize of the five-hour Divine Indulgence package valued at $665 from Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the five-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie.
It's a huge deal winning something like that. But the greatest thing is that those mums that called up all this week
were
already winners. They won the Treasured Time package, which is valued at $186.
That's right, yeah.
So whether they win the major prize or not, they're going to get spoiled this Mother's Day.
Now, we said to them that we were going to call up all the mums that did call up, and we're going to answer one of them on the line right now and let them know that they have won, and we'll do that right now. Now, Christy, how difficult for you was this decision?
How difficult? Look, they were all very, very funny, a lot of them, and at the end of the day, we're looking for the realest mum on the Mid-North Coast, and they're all real. They're all real. They all have messy moments, so to decide on one, it's like picking your favourite child. You just can't pick one.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if she's on the line.
All righty. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Is that Mel?
Oh, hello. Yeah?
Do you know what this means?
Ah, yes.
What does it mean, Mel?
That I won.
You did.
Well done.
You know how hard it is not to swear?
Well, I've got a dump button here, so if you do, I can press that, and hopefully that does the trick.
You know what? You are now walking away with a five-hour Divine Indulgence package. It's a huge list of things that you're going to get pampered with, valued at $665, thanks to Mel and Dirk and the team at Aqua Vitae Day Spa and the five-star complex in Port Macquarie. How special do you feel, Mel?
Just divine.
Do you feel good about clotheslining your young child while it was sitting on your shoulders now?
Yeah, I told my son about it and he's like, it's his story. But I was like, mate, it's not.
Can you reshare the story for us, what you did?
I was piggybacking my son around the yard on my shoulders and I ran into a clothesline and filled his eyebrow open and we had to go get stitches and then we got sent to the chemist to get antibiotics and then he locked me out of my own car. So then I have to wait for NRMA to come and get him out.
Oh,
but he still has a scar. But
oh,
anyway.
Great.
You
so,
silly Billy.
So if you want to get his eyebrow pierced when he's older as a teenager, he's probably not going to be allowed to because he's already got a scar on the eyebrow.
Big scars.
Yeah. Well, look, your poor mum fail has earned you this five-hour Divine Indulgence package. And there are a lot of things included in this, Christy, a lot of amazing different services. And the one thing that we do need to mention, though, is that while the restrictions are in place, you can go in and get vouchers. If you're looking for something for mum, now is the perfect time to go in and see reception, get something for mum. Some of the services aren't available just yet, but as the restrictions ease, they'll be up and about like everyone else, and you'll be able to go and get yourself not only your Treasured Time package that you've got on Monday, but also this Divine Indulgence one. So double whammy.
You're going to be pampered forever, Mel.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I just feel for your son.
Oh, no, he's fine. He's put me through a lot worse.
Oh, really? Oh, ragging on the son.
Blame him. Already. Don't blame the mum.
The amount of grey hairs I have.
That's part of the deal. Part of the deal.
That's why you're a real mum.
There we go.
I never signed up to it.
Well, there we go. Look, hey, enjoy that. And Christy, once again, Aqua Vitae Day Spa doing amazing, providing these fantastic prizes for mums on the Mid-North Coast for Mother's Day. I've enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
I'd love to just keep it going and just have secret confessions throughout the whole year. That'd be great.
Christian Bodger's confessional.
Oh, we could do it. You know, we could do it. That wraps it up, though. How good is that to all the mums out there? Have a fantastic Mother's Day. And let's remember also the mums that aren't here anymore and think about the mums that are not yet to be.
A big happy Mother's Day to you on Sunday.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.